Texte numéro 109. The problem in education. The most recent data from the Times Higher Education World University Rankings shows that the UK has three fewer universities in the top 200. Cambridge has fallen two places from third to fifth, and Chinese universities are now rising strongly up the rankings, with two entering top 15 for the first time. Should we be worried? It seems so. A spokesman for Times Higher Education has warned that the UK's standing among academics worldwide, while still very high, is in steady decline. Furthermore, he said, the UK is losing ground to international competitors in key areas, such as research productivity and the attraction of international talent. Much of this steady decline can be attributed to the funding cuts in higher education. It is self-evident that wealthy institutions can attract the cream of academic talent and finance world-class research in a way that poorer ones cannot. Yet the cap on UK tuition fees means that university budgets are in effect shrinking every year. As the consultancy Data HE pointed out, if the £9,000 annual fee introduced in 2012 had kept pace with inflation, it would have exceeded £12,000 by last autumn. Instead, it is now £9,250. Universities have sought to make up the shortfall by attracting growing numbers of international students paying higher fees. They now deliver about 20% of universities' income, roughly double a decade ago. The strategy has its pitfalls, as it restricts places available to domestic students. This has long been politically explosive terrain. The government is reluctant to increase direct funding. Instead, it has cut the salary threshold for student loan repayments to £25,000 a year and extended the repayment window from 30 to 40 years. In financially difficult times, it is unlikely that the electorate would welcome any sharp rise in tuition fees. The US model of higher tuition fees softened by bursaries has advantages and drawbacks. Its finest universities are indeed handsomely resourced. But studies suggest that the average college debt is now so high that even higher graduate wages often do not compensate for it. One reason, perhaps, why US undergraduate numbers have fallen significantly since 2010. The future for UK universities must be more thoughtfully tailored to our needs and perhaps designed to encourage students towards areas in which we face the most serious skills shortages. Two things are now clear, however. The first is that Britain cannot afford to ignore its university funding problem. The second is that, on present rankings at least, we still have some of the finest minds in the world to help us to solve it. Adapted from The Times, September 2023.